Coats for Christmas time in the good stuff. Your country now. 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard. Good morning. Your WTOL 11 weather. Well, we should see some sunshine today, but not as much warmth as we'd like. A high near 40. Details coming up. And all thanks to TJD Industrial Services, the good stuff this morning. In studio guest, Missy LaRocco. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you believe it's time for Coats for Christmas?
I cannot. And Christmas in general.
Yeah. I know. As you get older, you know, it comes around faster, it seems. Unless you're a kid, then it's so slow, you know. But I don't know why that is. But the boxes are out. We are collecting right now for Coats for Christmas. And you have until, what, December 1st to...
Yeah, until this Friday. Yep. Yeah. It's collection week. So we started on Monday. Some even had their boxes out a little early, which is fine. And then coats need to be collected by this Friday and down to the City Apparel office by the end of closed business on Friday by 4 p.m. or so.
Yeah, so there are a lot of boxes around. We have boxes here at Lake Cascades at the radio station. So you can drop off. And then next week is kind of cleaning and repairing week.
Correct. Yeah. So for a whole week, Monday through, we try to get done by Thursday. If not, we might be still doing some on Friday morning. But we will then clean all the coats, and we have volunteers that come in to hang them and get them all sorted.
Mm-hmm. You kind of take over the tennis courts over at the Y, right?
We do. That's the East Branch YMCA. I'm sorry for the tennis players and pickleball players if we're disturbing you.
They do get
you.
Upset about that, yes. Don't they?
I know. I'm sorry about that. But we'll give you back your courts soon.
Yeah. Talking to Missy LaRocco, it's Coats for Christmas time, so everything's collected, and then it's time to get those coats out. Give us the times and dates.
Sure, yeah. So distribution is Saturday, December 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then that Sunday, December 10th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And if you need a ride, there'll be HATS transportation provided on Saturday the 9th from 10 to 1 p.m. Just call the Thursday or Friday before to make that appointment. They'll get you over to East Branch YMCA and make sure you get back home.
So there is a website you can check out, coatsforchristmas.org. That's how this has been going on since, what, 1987, I think.
Yes, a long time. History, Paul. Tradition with the Kramer family.
Yeah, so Paul Kramer started that. Time. Yeah, long time. So, yeah, and nobody's turned away, really. So.
No, there is no income guidelines. No. If you need a coat, mm-hmm. for your grandchild, for your niece, your nephew, whatever, if you need a coat, we've got them for you. Mm-hmm. Please come.
So if you don't have any coats, you want to make a donation. Like my wife said, do you have any coats? No, I gave them away like a couple years ago.
We'll take new coats, but we'll also take hats, mittens, gloves, scarves. And we even have been doing blankets and socks the last couple of years. So it's a whole good event with lots of goodies for people.
Very good. Also, you can make a monetary donation, I'm sure.
Correct. We'll definitely take your dollars. So that would be appreciated as well. And there's a way to even give on the website. As well.
So Rich Kramer, I think he was out getting coffee. Come on in, Rich. Have a seat.
Good morning. Good
morning. We were just talking. Your dad started this back 1987, right? I think.
87, yep. I was 4 years old, and there was a pile of coats so high I could climb up. There's actually a picture of that.
Oh, you have some good stories. Photos.
The first year, I didn't mention this the other day. The first year, there was a really long line outside of the school, and it was really cold, and it was just super humbling to see how many people were waiting outside of a school super early in the morning for a coat. So my dad tells that story, and he cries when he tells it, and I'm at an age where my voice starts to crack a bit because
it's a good story.
It's great that community gets behind
it. It is. It's Coats for Christmas. Anything we missed for Coats for Christmas coming up?
I just wanted to give a shout out to the community because everyone comes forward. I mean, the collection boxes are donated by Whirlpool. The bags that we collect the coats in are from Kohl's. We've got all these businesses, the schools collecting coats for us. We have volunteers that come forward to hang the coats, to help us Finley Service League helps us drag all those coats from the boxes over town.
Gotta move them.
Gave us a financial donation. Morning Rotary has donated to us. So it's a really huge collaboration. McDonald does our scaffolding, donates that to hang the coats. It's a huge collaboration. The Y letting us use their facility. Mm-hmm. We serve coffee, even brings our coffee for our volunteers that day. Donates that. So the Alliance, the Hancock leadership behind it helps us, our fiduciary. I mean, it's, and then of course, city uniform and linen and apparel. So it's just been a great community event.
Very good.
Well, I'd like to also give a shout out to Missy LaRocco, who really does drive the team. You know, there's a committee of people that make this all happen. It's a pretty well-oiled machine, but it takes somebody to drive it and be passionate about it. And Missy's been that person, and we are grateful for Missy.
Thanks, Rich. But it's all of us. We all we all work hard, but
Very good. Thank you. It's all in the good stuff. Missy LaRocco, Rich Kramer in Coats for Christmas. Thanks for coming in.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.